Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so we had this one from yesterday that I ran out of time to get, but it's you got to get it. This guy, how do you say his name? Jawahan?
That sounds right.
Jawahan Jennings? Jawahan Jennings? 35 years old, was charged with indecent exposure because he could not stop exposing himself inside of a Walmart. Fort Myers, Florida. And there's video. It happened last Thursday at a Fort Myers Walmart. Lee County deputies were called because a dude was exposing himself inside of the store. He was following around female customers while doing it. And as deputies made their way, they came into contact with Jennings near a clothing rack, and he immediately began running away from the deputies. But he was no match for the speed, they said. He's a registered sex offender stemming from a 2020 case out of Connecticut. You know why dudes, like perverts like this, do what they do? Because they're not afraid of the consequences. Because the consequences aren't scary enough. Seriously, I need to be put in charge of punishment. Minister of punishments. I won't even take a salary.
Sounds noble. Sounds noble.
It is very noble.
Ministry of, yeah.
I'll do it out of the kindness of my heart. And I think that there need to be terrifying consequences for so people don't do like what this guy does. This guy, I don't know which one I want to do here. Okay, let's do the ashes one. So this guy, a thief stole a custom car in Florida. Guy's name is Larry Carter, WFLA. He said the thief stole, oh my gosh, it stole his Hellcat. His 2023 limited edition Dodge Charger SRT Hellcat Red Eye out of his home in Winter Haven. And it had his mother's ashes in it, and the thief returned the ashes. Is that nice? I don't know. I can't. That hurts my brain. Stick with us. Today we're diving into the future of health with Lumen, the world's first handheld metabolic coach. So what exactly is Lumen? Lumen measures your metabolism through your breath. You just breathe into Lumen first thing in the morning, and it tells you if you're burning fat or carbs. It's like having your own personal nutritionist in the palm of your hand. And I really like the idea of this thing. So not only does Lumen give you real-time insights into your metabolism, but it also provides personalized nutrition plans tailored to your body's needs for the day. And here's why metabolic health matters. Your metabolism is your body's engine, powering everything from your workouts to your sleep. And Lumen helps you optimize it for easier weight management, improved energy levels, and better overall health. But what about metabolic flexibility? Well, it's crucial. That's your body's ability to switch between using different fuel sources like carbs and fat. And Lumen, it helps track and improve your metabolic flex score, putting you in control of your health journey. So if you're ready to take charge of your health, head over to lumen.me and use code DanaShow at checkout for $100 off your very own Lumen. That's lumen.me and use code DanaShow for $100 off. And remember, it's .me. That is lumen.me. Don't wait. Your health journey starts now. Did you see the schedule? I shared this schedule in Slack with the guys. I think this is Columbia's schedule. They have a full day, guys, on their calendar. The protesters at Columbia. So at 8 a.m., they wake up for yoga and meditation. At 9 a.m., they have poetry reading.
This will calm them down a bit,
you think? And at 10 a.m., it's a daily, quote-unquote, Palestine updates.
Oh, still a fake country?
11 o'clock, kite making. I guess that's for the bombs.
I guess so.
You know, like how they had the hang gliders? Yeah. At 12 o'clock, it's healing justice. At 1 o'clock, it's lunch. 2 o'clock, black ex-Palestinian solidarity. At 3:30, reporting on the fake country of Palestine with Rama Zine. At 4 o'clock, labor in with fake country Palestine. At 5 o'clock, Israelism discussion. At 6 o'clock, Kaddish reading. 7 o'clock, sunset vigil. 8 o'clock, performance with Jurakhan. And at 9 p.m., there's a film screening. You know what I don't see in there?
I also don't see it.
Jobs! When do they work? When do you work? You have all this time for nonsense. When do you work? Doesn't it get tired to have, like, discussion and these, like, focus groups, like, every single day?
I don't see a job on here, but I also don't see protesting on here.
Well, because they live there now.
Aren't they, like, yeah. protesters?
It's, no, it's their free speech to take over property that's not theirs.
But nothing in this itinerary is protesting.
So, no, that's they live there now.
I don't get it.
That's just their daily lives.
I'm confused.
Yeah, they live there now. They're not going to leave. And if you try to make them leave, they'll get violent. And then they'll claim, but you're oppressing me. And then you have these half-wits that are desperately seeking attention on the right that go, that's not a that's a protected form of free speech. They do that. Yeah.
Can I make a point I tried to make last hour about all this?
Yes, please, Steve.
I was thinking, if protesting is like about spreading awareness and like bringing attention to something with big signs, why are they covering their faces and like blocking journalists from even entering? So what's the point? What are you doing?
Steve asks a very good question. Very valid question, Steve.
And since it's valid, our mainstream media will never ask it.
It's never going to get asked because it makes sense. I mean, Steve makes a very good point.
It's not about awareness.
Yeah, because they, why would they? Because they are mean to words. I mean, it's very chest choppy, like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, very chest choppy. Maybe they work at the sunset vigil. I don't know. To the schedule.
That's true.
Well, would they know? We know they don't work, and we know that they're really not about advocacy. And all of them, interestingly enough, they were all, did you see, they were all wearing the face masks. Everyone's wearing a face mask now.
Yeah.
How convenient. Did I tell you? Okay, speaking of face masks. Did I talk about this? What I saw at brunch last Sunday?
What did you say?
Two people wearing a face mask.
At brunch?
Mm-hmm.
Were they robbing the place?
No, did I not talk about this?
No, I don't think
okay,
so.
Hold up. I did not know that this was still... Protesters are doing it because they're dumb. And I expect them to. They've been quadruple vaxxed. So they're like, mask work. But I was having brunch with my family and there were two people who came... And it's a small restaurant. It was real crowded. And two people came in and they were wearing... Nobody else is wearing a mask. And they were wearing actual masks. They were not cane robbers.
Okay.
They were wearing the face diapers. They were gigantic face diapers. And they come in and they were looking around the restaurant like how people who want attention would look around the restaurant. They were looking around the restaurant like, do you see us in our masks that come up to my eyebrows? Mm. And, you know, they I guess they were following their adherence of the new science. So when they sat down at the table, they were able to briefly take their masks off because, as you guys know, any kind of coronavirus, the particles of that only live at higher altitudes. When you get to table altitude, they don't live there anymore. That's why when you stand up, you have to put the face diaper on your mouth hole. And then when you sit down, you can take the face diaper off because the germs don't live at that lower altitude, the table altitude. Don't question the new science.
Alternative science is
questioning the science is anti-science, Kane.
It's very interesting.
Now, the other interesting thing is that it would hang off their ear when they ate, and then they would put their mask back on. But then I noticed that they had some mimosas. So for all the people who got mad at me on X, like, maybe they were like cancer. They were cancer patients. Yes. Of all the cancer, I have two friends who are battling right now, stage 4. Two different friends. I don't really see them undergoing treatment that takes out their immunity, go to crowded restaurants and drink alcohol. So, shh, your mouths. This, but here's the thing. Whenever they put their masks back on, I am not kidding you. One of the, they would raise their seats a little bit and make sure everyone could. I felt like I was on candid camera. I actually thought I was being duped. I was looking around. I'm like, somebody recorded me. What is this? It was so obvious that they wanted everybody to see them. So obvious. Like, you know, the passive, maybe I'm the only person that does this. Whenever I see someone not use their blinker, it makes me mad. And so I will overuse my blinker and I make sure everybody sees me using my blinker. To like the nth degree, right? They had that energy with the masks, Kane. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
I'm like, it is 2024.
And you know what? There is a slight chance that somebody could be immunocompromised to the point where
drinking all the alcohol.
They need a mask when they get drunk. I see. I can kind of see that.
Oh, it's the science, you know.
Right.
The science.
That alternative science has been pretty interesting.
My favorite was when one of them took a phone call and they pulled their mask down underneath their chin. Because, you know, as long as it's on your face somewhere, the magical properties of the mask create an invisible force field around all of your head orifices to prevent any of the germs or bad spirits from entering. I don't know if you guys were aware of that.
Oh.
It has those magical properties, the face diaper.
It's today years old when I found that out.
Don't question the new science. It's anti-science to question science. That's the new science. I had to share that. So anyway, these protesters were all out with the face diapers. Okay. My friend Kurt, last thing, was like, why are none of them pretty? My response was, well, if you can't be hot, be a revolutionary.
The bitterness comes from somewhere. Yeah,
it makes sense. Well, let's say I can't be pretty, so I guess I'll be a revolutionary. The Sub-2K, you guys are very familiar with the Sub-2K now. Read Sub-2000 on the website. It's a 9mm carbine. It folds in half. The Gen 3 version makes it to where you don't have to detach your favorite optics to fold it in half. And because it folds in half, it makes it super easy to store and super easy and just as quick to deploy. And like I said, shipping now. Single twist and fold motion in either direction of that patent pending rotating fore-end. That's what does it. And again, no more reattaching, detaching your favorite optics. Takes Glock mags, Glock 19 mags, fit flush. And they upgraded the trigger mechanics as well. Redesigned for a lightened 5-pound pull, improved accuracy. They've updated the action as well. They have a new internal buffer, which means softer recoil. It's a great 9mm carbine it's so versatile, and it's shipping right now, and it's affordable. It's from Kel-Tec, based in Florida, made in America, family-owned values and innovation, all their designs. To learn more about the Sub-2K Gen 3, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, this is the for sale of TikTok. So, the foreign aid bill that also include the for sale of TikTok, Joe Biden signed that into being. So, that's a real thing that happened now. And TikTok is expected to sue, according to the AP. I don't know how that's going to work out. There's going to be very interesting arguments for and against to hear. They said that this is something that they are going to fight. So we'll see how that goes for them. And apparently we're still watching also the SCOTUS hearing arguments over presidential immunity today. This Biden is banned. You knew this was coming. Gas stoves and appliances in federal buildings. It was the administration that finalized this much discussed rule that you knew was forthcoming. It finalized yesterday that bans the use of natural gas in new federal buildings. And you know, this is something that they're going to expand beyond federal buildings, right? We told you that. You knew that was going to happen. China is leading the global nuclear power build out. They're constructing a total of 26 nuclear power units with a combined capacity of 30.3 gigawatts, the highest in the world. They said that according to news agencies, they approved the development of 5 nuclear power projects and the construction of 5 units. Of course, their air pollution from the coal-powered plants is insane. I don't know if you've ever seen some of the photos of their air quality. It's horrific, but, you know, not entirely surprising. They're trying to make this a thing. Bird flu in the milk supply. This is, you have the Federal Administration for Strategic Preparedness and Response. They say, well, the risk to humans remains relatively low, but there's no threat that is posed to people or the milk supply from any kind of bird flu. They said that there was one sample that they found inactivated remnants of the virus known as type A H5N1. And that's about it. That's it. Also, Arizona has passed a bill. Arizona House passed a bill to repeal the 1864 law that went into effect after Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health. That was a 32-28 vote on that. So that's going to constantly be litigated.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
You saw the lips moving on that one.
Yeah, it just, oddly, there was no, he beeped, though. Right. It's crazy. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lesh here, top of second hour. I got to tell you, those workers, dude, sometimes I'm like, did we just become best friends? I think we did. Are we best friends now? I think we are. Oh, it just warms my heart. It's hard to do. So welcome back, top of the second hour with you. Dana Lesh here. You can listen coast to coast. You can find us all over the internet. Do I got to go down the laundry list of where we're at?
It helps every now and again.
For real? Yeah. They laugh at me. Yeah. We're at X. We're at all the places where you can stream stuff. And the Facebooks and all that. We're all there. We're all there. All those places. Also find us at Substack, Chapter and Verse. And I'm on Instagram. All that. And good stuff, good stuff. Usually it's memes and videos. It's really what it is.
A little more than that.
Because I hate doing the influencer stuff. I hate doing that. I hate doing it. Oh, it's our sales department's going to murder me. So welcome back. They're not too happy, man. Those union workers, they're in New York. They're not too happy, right? I'm just saying that if I was going to pick a kickball team, that guy would be my first pick. If I was captain, I think he'd be my first pick.
Yeah.
I think I'd be like, yeah, I want him. Yeah, I want. Let's play audio sound by 13 because this is a New York union leader, Bobby Bartels. Dang, what a New York union leader name! Like, if I had to make up a New York union leader name, I don't think I could do any better than Bobby Bartels. It's like central casting. Anyway, listen to this audio sound by 13.
In the past, we are basically Democrats, all of us. And after what's happened the last 4 years in this country, Democrats are basically pushing everybody to the other side. We're a very patriotic group and we love our country and we want the best for America. We are tired of immigration. We're tired of our tax dollars going to immigration. We're tired of the crime. We need to put a handle on things in this country and bring it back to how it should be.
The Democrats have become the party of the ultra wealthy and
wow, these dudes. He's like, yeah, we're basically Democrats, but, you know, Democrats have pushed everybody to the other side. And he's not wrong. Democrats have decided, well, we don't want union workers and blue collar workers anymore. What we want is Islamofascists and dudes who tuck. And those are going to be our two demos. You laugh, but I'm right.
Nobody wants that.
They do. They want that. That's what they want. Why? It's like a barely 1% of the... What is the matter with you? And then they want the Dearbornistan. That whole area. They want that. They want like the Islamofascist, you know, the people that did all of that. Come on. Come on. I was telling you. So that's who Democrats want. They've left the center. They've been gone for a while. I've been telling you this. Now, how do you gotta make a coalition with these people? I'm still, even with all of this, this is where I get worried. Because I know I say, don't believe the polling. And I still think you shouldn't believe the polling because it hasn't really ever been. It wasn't right in 2016. And it also, you know, they were predicting this like giant red wave in 2020 that never manifests because Republican enthusiasm was gone. And I'm worried about what that's going to look like now going into November, because it should not be a statistical dead heat. Biden, is I think I was only alive for like a blip of Carter's presidency. But Biden seems like is he bad or worse than Carter? For the people who lived through Carter, I'm curious if they think Biden is as bad or worse than Carter. You think it's you are not even an adult when Carter was president. You don't get an opinion in this. I'm not
looking for
you. I
wasn't an adult, but I sure lived through that. I remember those days.
I only want to hear from the people who were like young adults and up in Carter's presidency, because they can compare. I am fascinated as to what they think comparing these two. What they think. I mean, no offense to everybody else, but you didn't live through it. Because I heard all these bad stories growing up. Like, oh my gosh, I read Carter's biography, which was, man, he's just, I mean, everything that we have going on in the Middle East is because of Jimmy Carter. It's because of him. Biden, I will say, golly, I'm not trying to defend Carter at all. Oh, heavens no. How can I rephrase this to where it's like anything but that? Carter sounded sentient. You know what I mean? And he didn't walk like he was going to fall over on flat grass. Biden is just a horrific president. I think part of the reason why Biden's such a bad president is because he's not acting as president. I mean, he's literally not the acting president. He's not the real president. He's the figurehead. Everybody else behind the scenes, those are the people calling the shots. And it's a chaotic and it's a mess because you have a million different people running the White House. Instead of Joe Biden. That's why. There's no unified message. There's no consistency. There's no continuity. It's just all over chaos. And that's what happens when you have a number of people ruling in someone else's name. That's why you have it. At least Carter was consistently heinous. I mean, I will say that is Joe Biden's consistency, too. It's just the heinous decisions that are being made. But at least, I don't want to say at least. Carter was aware of who he was and where he was and what he was doing and who he was talking to. But it's a mess. Absolute mess.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.